book of Exodus, chapter 34, text that claims our attention this first Sunday of 2023, Exodus, chapter 34. Read a portion of the text today. Exodus 34, we're going to begin reading at verse number 4. Now, one of the Lord reads on this wise, and he hewed two tables of stone like unto the first, and Moses rose up early in the morning, and went up unto Mount Sinai, as the Lord had commanded him, and took in his hand the two tables of stone. And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaim the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children and the third and fourth generation. And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped. Amen. You may be seated. And the Lord passed by before him. And the Lord passed by before him. I want to talk to us from the subject this morning, the God who goes before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, Happy New Year to everyone. I want to talk about the God who goes before. Y'all heard the reading of the text that he said he went before. Some stuff happened. I recall from my younger days when we would go hunting. Hunting was something that went on in my family. And because you was in that family, that's what you did. And whether you liked it or not, you had to take your turn with the guns. And we would go hunting. And my older siblings and my dad, they would go sometimes before us. Because you had to go through the thicket and the bushes and things. And what they were doing was going through there, Elijah, clearing out a path so that we wouldn't get so cut up and scraped up and the branches slapping us in the face and carrying on. Now, sometimes one of my younger brothers was going in front of me. I just got to tell the truth. But it was somebody that would go forth to clear the path to make a way so that we can get through. I just want to set that stage before I go into the text today because I want to talk about the God who goes before. It's a wonderful thing. God has a history, y'all, of going before, and Moses knew it right well. He knew it very well because as he had been commissioned to go release the children of Israel from Egypt land, God provided a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night that went before them to light the way, to lead the way to where they needed to go. But look, y'all, after the children of Israel have been brought out, they were out of bondage, Moses was up on Mount Sinai talking to God. He's up there listening to God. The folks down the mountain, decided that Moses had been gone a little bit too long. And they wanted a God. They began to talk like that. They wanted a God. They wanted a God. And then Aaron, who had been left with them, said he couldn't take it no more. He couldn't take it anymore. So he tells them to take off their jewelry, give it to him, and he throws it into the fire. And there comes a golden calf. That's what shows up out of the fire. And if you read the story, in Exodus chapter, back in chapter 32 and following, you will discover that God has finished giving the law to Moses on these two tables of stone. He tells Moses, now that you got the word, you need to go on back down the mountain, for the children are acting a monkey fool. And he is approaching. He's come down the mountain. And as he is approaching the children of Israel, he hears a noise. Read the text. It says there's a noise. He's hearing some noise. And then he's trying to decipher what this noise is. And he begins to get closer. And he's like, oh, that's singing. That's some good stuff. But when he gets closer, he sees them dancing and worshiping this golden calf. And he loses it. He begins to break the tables, and he goes to fussing at Aaron for letting this thing happen. And Aaron says, you know these folk. I just couldn't take it no more. I told him, pull off them earrings, give me them chains, and this is what we got. This is what the fire produced. Now everybody that done messed up. Everybody messed up. The Israelites messed up. Aaron had messed up. Moses had messed up. Moses done broke the tablets. And if they had just read what was on the tablet, they would have fixed what was going on down there dancing and singing before a golden idol. Now I tell y'all, and now and then you take the word of God, and the word of God will fix it, and you ain't got to act up. You ain't got to flip out. You ain't got to go crazy.
Right.
Give them the word of God. Yeah, everything could have been cleared up if he'd just give them the word that God had given him to give to them in the first place. But God, the one we serve, despite all of the mess ups, he didn't waste time dwelling there. He reconciles the children of Israel back to himself. Well, how does he do it, Reverend? Well, we can learn a lot from the text on the spirit of reconciliation. If you go back there to verse number one, he says it's for him to hew. Verse number one, he says, and the Lord said unto Moses, push Paul, you can learn how to reconcile if you just learn to talk. Look at it. He said he began to talk to Moses. Here it is. The problem is we have messed up, and God wants you back, and he's coming to talk to you. And I know that God has been talking to some folks, and some of us are not listening. He's been talking, and we hear him, but we refuse to listen to him. That's a lot going on in some relationships, because folk are talking, but ain't nobody listening. He says that some reconciliation has to take place, and he began to talk to Moses. So reconciliation has to happen. And he says, not just reconciliation. Now, we want to restore. We're not just going to talk. It's just not going to be no talking and nothing happened. Restoration has to happen for that thing that has been messed up. So he says, he tells him in the B clause of verse number one, hew the two tables of stone like unto the first. And I will write upon these tables the words that were in the first tables, which you broke. Look at God, y'all. He says, look here, I want you to go get some more stone. I want you to hew it out again. Bring it to me. I will write what I wrote the first time on the ones that you broke up. And if you keep reading the text, the Lord gives further instructions there in verse 2 and 3. And verse 4 says that Moses followed the instructions to the letter.
Okay.
Yes, he did. But then we get to verse 5. He says, and the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. Look, the Lord shows up right where he told Moses to be. If we would do what God tells us to do, God will show up in the thing that he's already given you instruction to do. He says he shows up right there. And as he goes before him, that's what the text says, he's already reconciled. He's now beginning to restore. But here in, when we start to get to verse number 6, he represents himself. Did you hear me what I said? I said he represents himself. Because the thing about it is, they already knew who God was. But somehow or another, we tend to forget who God is and who God is to us. Right. And he says, now I got to let you know afresh. Got to let you know again who I am. That's what he says has to happen. I want to represent myself. And so he begins there in verse number 6. It says, and the Lord passed before him.
Yeah.
Here it is. As he goes before him, he proclaimed the Lord. The Lord. Look, y'all. He starts calling his own name. Woo! Glory to the Lamb of God. When he tells us to call his name, that things will happen. But in order for you to understand when you call his name, that he knows his own name, that he lets you understand who he is by calling his own name, the Lord. The Lord. And look at the description. He says, merciful and gracious.
Yes.
I love him today. That he's merciful and gracious. That he doesn't allow us to receive the very thing that we do deserve. Yes. Thank you, God. Yes. He's long-suffering. He don't put us down in short order.
That's right.
And abundant in goodness and truth.
Mm-hmm.
Watch what the text says. Keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. And that's not, he said, I'm going to do all that, but that doesn't clear up the guilty. They still guilty. He said, I'll visit the iniquity of their fathers upon the children and upon the children's children. Unto the third and fourth generation. Listen, God's forgiving mercy is always attended by his converting, sanctifying grace. Yeah, none are pardoned but those who repent and forsake the allowed practice of every sin. Nor shall any escape who abuse, neglect, or despise this great salvation. But he says all you got to do is repent and stop practicing the same thing over and over again. Did y'all miss something? Here it is that God has shown up to Moses and said, look here, come on back. I want to reconcile with you. I want to restore the very thing that we broke up and tore up. I want us to get it back together. In spite of the fact that you are the one that did it.
Amen.
I'm pushing pause for a minute because I need you to begin to think about the stuff that you have done. Stuff you didn't see.
Yeah.
You did it. And here, walking into 2023, we have a God who is looking beyond that.
Yeah.
To reconcile himself back to you, you back to him, to restore you, make you whole again, and let you know who he is. He's merciful. He's gracious.
Yeah.
He's long-suffering. He wants to take good care of you anyway.
Anyway.
Woo! What a mighty God we serve. Yeah, he said, I'm going to do it. And so after he reconciles and after he restores and after he represents himself, Moses responds. Look at the text in verse number 8, and I'm through. He says, he responds in the only way possible. And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped. I just wonder if there are any worshippers in the house. Listen, what happens is that God, when he represents himself so clearly, makes you know how great a God he is. And he's not just a great God, but he's great to you.
Amen.
You ought to get in a hurry.
Yes.
To worship him. I ain't talking about jumping and clapping and carrying on. I'm talking about reverencing God.
Yeah.
That you're in the presence of an almighty God. One who does great things. And that's all he does. He does all things well. That you can't stand before him. You would bow before him.
Yeah.
You have trouble lifting up your head because you know that that's a great kind of God. And he says that Moses, after he listened to God represent himself, he just bowed his head to the earth. He ain't just dropped his head. He said he bowed his head to the earth. And I get a picture of him bending all the way over.
Yeah.
Bending down to worship this great God. The God that we serve. Yes, that's who it is that we come to bless and magnify today. It was Jesus that went all the way to Calvary. So that we might be reconciled back to him. Yeah, he goes all the way to Calvary, y'all, and he was destroyed that we might be restored. Glory to the Lamb of God. They destroyed his hands and his feet, his brow on his head. They destroyed his side. They whipped him and flesh lay open on him. That was just for you,
amen,
to restore you, to make you whole. And it should be our response to worship him today and throughout all of 2023. We should be responding to who God is as he goes before us. I can follow somebody who's clearing the path. I can follow somebody who's making the way plain. I can follow somebody who's making sure that I don't have to stumble and fall down, that the rocks have been cleared out of the way, the brush and the briar have been pushed out. I can follow them because I don't have to worry about getting hurt. I don't have to worry about falling out. He's made it plain. But he didn't just do it for me. He did it for you. He did it for everybody walking down the Via Dolorosa for me. He did it for everybody climbing up on old rugged cross for me. He did that to make things plain for us. And I thank him today. And I endeavor to respond appropriately each and every day. That is, I worship you, oh God, spirit and in truth. I worship you. I bow before you. I lay before you. There's none like you. The God who goes before us is making our path plain, that we might get from earth all the way to glory. And we must bless him. We must glorify him. We must honor him. And he will continue to be a blessing unto you.
Amen.
Amen.